raise families, say, then they go to the preacher and they
get married.
Uh-huh. And do you ever call it anything else, like hitched or?
Well, they got hitched and they got married or.
Do you ever heard jump the broomstick or?
Yes, I've heard them say they jumped the broomstick. They finally jumped the broomstick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how about, if you have a big wedding, and there are all these people and everybody, and the groom has all these men standing with him, what would you call them?
The bridegroom.
Uh-huh.
And the best man.
Uh-huh.
And the
groomsman or something.
Groomsman or something.
Do you ever call them waiter?
I don't know what they're all called.
Oh, I see. And how about the bride? She has some girls with her.
She has her bridesmaid and her maid of honor.
I see. Mm-hmm. And
her girls and things.
If they're having a serenade after a wedding, have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
What was that called?
That's called a serenade.
Do you ever call it chivalry or?
No, I never heard it called that.
And what do you do? Just everybody gets around and sings or?
Everybody, they just do everything.
Uh-huh.
They used to shoot guns and bang wash pots and tin pans and just do everything.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they used to have them. They don't have that much anymore.
Did you ever caught anything else, like a dish panning or drumming or something?
No.
Or a reception or?
I never heard calling nothing but serenade.
Oh, I see. When you're talking about you're going somewhere up in Tennessee, you're saying, I'm going
to Tennessee.
Up to
so-and-so. Or if you go down, you say, I'm going down to Florida. Here.
I see.
Wherever you're going. Uh-huh. And you're going east, you say, I'm going out east.
Uh-huh.
Out east. And out west.
Oh, I see.
And you're going north, you go, I'm going up.
I see. Or would you ever say, if you're going over to visit some neighbors, would you ever say, oh, I'm going up to the Browns or over?
Oh.
It just matters which directions I live in, it's east or west?
Oh, or to them. Sometimes they live up above us, we'd say we're going up there.
I see.
And they live below us, we'd say, and then we'd say we're going over to so-and-so's house, just over across the woods. Went road to somebody, east or west, we'd gone over, and going the other way, north and south, we'd say going up for north.
I see. Would you ever say something like, would you talk about the whole crowd of people, you'd say a mob of people or something, would you ever call them the whole island, or?
No, I wouldn't call them nothing but a mob or a crowd.
I see.
If it's unruly, it'd be a mob.
Mm-hmm. Or would you ever call it an outlay or layout? I never heard of it. I was wondering if you'd ever heard that. When you were young and you went to dances, what kinds of dances did they do?
I never went to no dances.
You didn't?
In my life when I was young.
Really?
No. I never went to no dance, only one time, and that was on a boat, and I don't know what to dance. I was just a kid, and they took a bunch of little children to Coney Island on a boat. And that's all the dances I had ever had.
But have you ever heard of a hoedown or?
I've heard of them.
And shindig and?
Shindigs and.
Do you know if there's any difference between dances in a private house and in a big hall?
No, I don't know. Of course, I mean, if you don't know nothing about dancing, you don't know nothing.
Oh, that's it. And if you talk about, your kids go to school and you say, and they get home about at a certain time, but they got out of school earlier, what would say school?
School let out early.
I see. Mm-hmm. And, when does school begin, or start?